The Sentai Review, Episode 82, Spider-Man. Welcome back to the Sentai Review. It is the Thwip edition.
Thwip?
Thwip.
Thwip, thwip.
Thwip, thwip. And Shane is just...
All we got is a really weird face. It's, look. All right, look.
Shane, this is the sixth fucking time you've done this.
Listen here.
First you're making lickies, then...
That right there. I was going to say we're going to let it go because it's not lickies, okay? Not lickies. So... This is, Reploid Bill William Bush. Stop licking, damn it.
Seth Lovell Saria, what the fuck, guy?
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And let's plug the website.
Hey, guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so we are, well, if you didn't catch the meaning anyway, today is Spider-Man.
Toei's Spider-Man, the Japanese Spider-Man.
Or at least for anybody who didn't read the episode, you know.
That too.
Episode like 87 or whatever the fuck we're up to. Hey, look, it's Spider-Man.
In terms of the podcast, there are 37 episodes up right now. In terms of YouTube, by the way, we're on YouTube. It's like, it might be over, it might be nearing 100.
Yeah, especially
with
all
the other
stuff.
If not over 100.
Well, it's not over 9,000.
Because the Henshin or Morph, those didn't go up on the podcast because, well.
They're video.
Right. Yeah. They're kind of required video. Like, everybody would be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I guess you can listen to him.
Well, let's see. 5 DVDs, 2 Kamen Riders, 20 Robos, 3 Henshin or Morph, and 40 costumes, and that's not including some of the spare shit that we've done.
Told you, we just opened the fucking floodgates. Yeah. We haven't even started yet.
Have you seen the views for the Henshin or Morph? I saw it last night.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Give me a minute. I could get there.
No, the Henshin or Morph Part 1, we are literally almost at 10,000 views.
Oh, yeah.
10,000?
I told you, something about this show, out of all the others that we've ever done, this show blew up, man.
Henshin or Morph Part 1, 10,071 views.
Oh, last night we were like 70-something off from 10,000?
Well, Part 2 is only at, like, 2,000.
We're getting subs and whatnot then, pretty rapidly, too, all of a sudden. Like, I think we're nearing 600 and whatnot. So,
yeah.
Like,
part one
we
is
are...
Really good.
Since this show started, we are growing. And I still can't believe that this show started by one random chance day. In fact, you know what we owe this show to, honestly? And I want to thank you, Shane, for having a shitty car.
Yeah, that's actually fucking true.
That is what started this show. Your car sucked ass, and it overheated.
You don't have to remind me. I know where I was at, too.
And we were in Chicago, and when we came back, we were pissed. And because we were pissed, we went to have a steak dinner to try to forget our not watching a movie and walking 7 miles in Chicago instead of, you know, doing what we went there to do.
Instead of going and seeing the AVGN movie.
And
no,
then
we went
we
up
came,
there to exercise.
Yeah, we came back, and I was like, well, fuck, we ate, we got a couple hours, what do you want to do? And then he was sitting there, and somehow I was like, you want to watch the Super Sentai version, the Zoodanges? So we watched like 2 or 3 episodes, and then we did a podcast like the next day. And that was the very first Ranger discussion that led to this show.
Yep.
So if it wouldn't have been for your car...
we wouldn't have a massive pile of bullshit we have
so
to go through.
This show thanks your shitty car.
Which now belongs to my brother.
Which now belongs to...
So, Spider-Man.
Back to Leo Pardon here.
Yeah, this first image is of the Japanese Spider-Man with the Leo Pardon image that we... I think the same image that was used for the Leo Pardon Zord, so...
Yes, yes, I do believe it was.
Yeah. In fact... Man.
I'm trying to think.
I'm sorry, this is kind of blowing my mind. I just read Spider-Verse.
And you recognize the thing on his wrist there?
Yeah, I do.
It's similar to the thing that Doc Ock kind of uses.
They're very similar to the Superior Spider-Man's bracelet things. Armlets, bracelets, gauntlets. Yeah. I don't know what you want to call those things.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Well...
I don't like it.
Then again, it's you know, we're
right now they're toting around Dr.
Well,
Octopus's
soul. Well, Shane, you always could be doing
something.
What you usually do and staring at people's junk.
Well, then again, we do have Spider-Man here. You can look at Japanese Spider-Man's junk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why'd you point that out? He really does have...
I pointed it out to make Shane look. Damn it, you're not supposed to look.
At least it's not Bowie junk.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of true.
I guess.
Yeah, I'll give you that, yeah.
But yeah, let's take a look at the costume here. I mean, look at the eyes. The eyes are different than the normal Spider-Man.
You know, nowadays, these masks for these superheroes have gotten a lot better, and they have, like, the hard bridge part that would fit the nose. So these masks are tailored to fit the person's face, the actor's face, perfectly. Yeah. Back then, they didn't have that technique, so it was just a cloth. So you could see this guy's, like, lips... It's really awkward.
Yeah,
now
you can almost
pointed it out.
I was about to say, you can almost kind of see cheekbone, but at the same time, that's just because of the way that the fucking stripes are for the spider
webbing.
Looks
like he's frowning.
He might be. It's probably hot.
Yeah. I mean, they are kind of in Japan. I mean...
It's like, what the fuck am I wearing?
Depending on where you're at, it could be like 112 out there. And he's like, what the fuck am I doing in this desert filming?
Now, I want to point something out that we should be ashamed, by the way. This guy's costume, hands down, already in one image, is better than the 1970s television program that we had here in America.
Speaking of which, this was a couple years after that.
Yeah. This was actually done by Marvel.
Yep.
This is not just like Japan taking a stab at it.
No, it's not just Japan, Toei. It was Toei... And Marvel.
Yes, Marvel did have a hand in this, and they helped with the first couple series. They also had a hand in the JAKQ, I believe. I know they helped with Battle Fever J.
Yep.
And from what I understand, for helping kind of do a couple of these series and get them started over there in Japan, this kind of led to a mutual friendship between Marvel and Toei. And because of that, when the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers came out over here in America, Marvel got first dibs on the comic book line back when they first came out. So that's why the Marvel Studios had their comic books at that time. So it's a small thing, but it is what it is. Next. It's artwork, but
it's an anime drawn style of the costume, but yeah.
Dude, seeing this guy in the Spider-Verse was amazing.
And when he brought in his Leo Pardon.
Leo Pardon came down from the sky and fought against the Inheritors. That was sick as shit, dude. They were like, hey, we're coming back and we got backup. Big backup. All of a sudden, Japanese Spider-Man come down from the sky and Leo Pardon was like falling from the sky with him. And I was like, what the shit? Next.
Yeah.
It's not good, it's not bad.
Next.
Ooh.
Oh, step back there, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I was kind of going to say that. I was about to be like, I'm pretty sure you haven't trained with Captain America yet to become Bruce Lee Spider-Man.
Next.
Call me tits.
What the shit?
Oh, he gave up the web now. Is that...
What?
You can't see him, Bill. It's camouflage.
I would like to explain something that I saw leading up to this. There was two bad guys that he knocked out who had the hats on, so I guess he just put one on.
So he's solid snaking right now.
I was going to say, if he was under the impression that simply by putting on the camouflage helmet, he would be camouflaged, he was wrong. And isn't he a scientist? Like, what the shit?
He's in a red costume.
Hold on. Look at all that green.
No.
You can clearly see that the red and blue match it.
Right.
I've got this, and I'm pretty sure it's something Scotty would enjoy. He's pulling John Cena before John Cena. You can't see him.
I can clearly see him.
Next.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if that's... That might be some kind of inappropriate.
For all you religious people out there, we apologize.
Oh, boy, yeah. I was thinking that when I first found this image. I'm like, this could hurt us. Yet
I will
funny.
Say, I did just read the Spider-Verse, and Jesus Spider was not in it. This is definitely exclusive to Japan.
Yeah, so Japan, it might not be that bad.
I don't know what's going on here, to be fair.
Being tied to a cross. Possibly.
At least they didn't put an S on him like that first season in Smallville.
Dude, I loved that. I don't care. I like that show. Next.
Is he humping that tree?
Well, I believe he's supposed to be climbing it.
No,
but
no, he's not
Shane,
climbing.
Shane, if he is humping that tree, then that bottom picture, he is working as a stripper.
Or shitting out the web. Or shitting out the web.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Or he's shitting the web and it won't break.
Come on!
These pictures are not doing this justice.
Look, for a little behind the scenes, we're actually filming on a different date, so all of us just got done with work.
He has fucking slippers on.
Oh, my God. Fucking what? You're right.
Look at the bottom left corner.
Oh, my God.
Now, to be fair, this is the Japanese Spider-Man. Now, if Fast and the Furious taught me anything, those are called wabakis.
Spider-Man doesn't need to wear fucking wabakis.
They wear them in school.
Oh my God, no!
I learned that from Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. I don't know if it's accurate.
I will say, is it kind of strange that, man, I made this comment a while back that it's weird that we are not 100% comfortable with Spider-Man where he is today because he has spider cycles and spider robots.
And he's a billionaire.
And he's driving around in the Spider-Mobile.
Yeah.
But he had all of that here in Japan.
He had a Spider-Mobile.
When he started. He had a spider helicopter, man. He had a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, even if you want to say he had no money in the series, he had to have something because he was awfully outfitted. But on top of that, Superior Spider-Man ended up wearing the gauntlets. There's his gauntlet. Oh, and before him, there was another Spider-Man that actually tried the gauntlet thing. Was that Ben Reilly? Didn't Ben have those wrist things, the metal things?
Yeah, but his was like a...
His was the Spectacular. Yeah, but they were there. He had him. And they did shoot like webs, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, that's what that thing does.
But he had them on both wrists, not just one, so...
So, there's that. And it's kind of interesting to me that all of a sudden I'm catching that he's wearing these wabaki, but you know who's doing that right now and pulling it off? Two people did it. If you look real closely at the Superior Spider-Man, his feet have something like that going on, and Spider-Gwen has those blue things on her feet. So all of these little things have been incorporated into Spider-Man characters either later or even in terms of today, because look at her. She has them.
I can't.
And the Superior Spider-Man has them, too.
Yeah, because I'm looking at an image of Superior Spider-Man now, and it's not as bulky, but yes.
But he has them.
He has the gauntlets, yes.
So, it's kind of interesting to me that all of the features of this Spider-Man found their way in to books in one way or another later on. Next. That's actually kind of cool.
I guess that's the villain on the right.
Yeah, I believe it was.
And maybe the villain's hideout on the left? I don't know.
I only got to see a couple of episodes of this, to be fair. But from what I remember, it was a little bit of Guyver going on. Like sometimes the monsters would disguise themselves as humans, and then they would do like evil.
Evil.
He would show up, and no monster ever stood a chance because of the indestructible Leo Pardon, which he actually references. As far as I'm concerned, he's invincible. And he did survive a fight with the Inheritors, was put back together, and came back at the end of the Spider-Verse book again to fight with the Inheritors. So, Leo Pardon is kind of broken. Because if you guys haven't seen the Inheritors, let me give you an idea. You know how you think Cosmic Spider-Man is broken? He died to the Inheritors. One Inheritor. By himself, killed the Cosmic Spider-Man on a one-on-one fair fight.
That's
Leo Pardon is still alive. So that robot is broke as shit.
And we thought the Pirates Zord was broke as shit, summoning the other Zords.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty extreme, because Cosmic Spider-Man is considered to be one of the strongest things ever introduced into Marvel. He died to the Inheritors. Leo Pardon is still running. Next.
I got a crink in my neck. Hold on a sec.
He's Vulcan pinching himself.
He needs a nap. Next. No shit, Spider-Net!
Looks like he lost the thing on the right image, though.
Yeah, it does. Looks like it's not there. If I remember right, his transformation was really weird, too. It was almost like the Flash. He would hit this thing or something, like the suit would come out, and then he would, like, somehow put it on. I don't know how the hell it worked.
That's what's in the thing.
Just made no damn sense. Next. Oh, shit.
A man who shed tears for the children without homes. Spider-Man.
Okay.
In another kung fu pose.
Next.
Cool, I guess.
Look at my fancy wrist thing.
Yeah, nobody cares about your fancy wrist thing.
I'm not digging on the wrist thing. I mean, I have to give it credit that some people must have really liked it, though, because, like I said, it made it into a couple of Spider-Men here in America. Scarlet used it, and Ben Reilly used them, and the Superior Spider-Man used these weird wrist things.
But
they
look better?
You know, you could argue that, but then this is actually pretty close to what Ben was wearing, except Ben was like, they were a bunch of cylinders.
A bunch of the web spinning, the web things.
Yeah.
The web cartridges stacked next to each other.
And then a couple Spider-Men, not from our universe, rather, but like Assassin Spider-Man, he actually wears something like that, but it fires bullets.
I was hoping you say it had like a hidden blade.
That would be different, but neat. Next. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, he's about to teabag you.
Next.
You know, you wake up and you look up and that's coming down towards you. What do you do?
If I wake up and Spider-Man's coming from the sky like that, I prepare my face for Bullsack, I guess, because I'm still groggy and tired.
Or you hope that the wind is strong enough to blow him, so the worst that you could do is, like, get hit by a boot on the way down. Like, he's just like... Falling, whoops, shift to
first
the left.
First off, Seth, he doesn't wear boots. He wears...
Yeah, no, he wears...
If I'm right, they're Waba keys.
Okay, there we go, yeah.
don't quote me on that.
So, what?
He's basically...
That looks like part of Leo Pardon.
It is, it's Leo Pardon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's that weird star
mouth
spider
thing,
mouth thing it has.
Okay, I couldn't figure out what the hell that was.
Yep. Next.
He's protecting a child?
That child looks uninterested at Spider-Man, too. Yeah.
I was going to say, the kid looks like he's worried he's not very protected.
Dude, look at this guy.
The kid's looking to the side.
He's like, what's over there?
Okay, technically, to be fair, there might be a really scary monster on the other side. And he's like, there's some dude in this weird costume, like, I will protect you. I don't think you're going to protect me, guy.
Next.
An
emissary from hell.
Spider-Man.
That has to be taken out of context like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Once again.
He is not the Spider Rider, okay? We don't have a Ghost Rider version of Spider-Man here.
Good for you, I guess?
Next.
Holy shit, man. That is fucking wild. Next.
Please let this be a good series. Please let this be a good series.
Well, actually, no. As a matter of a technicality, with the way that that's looking, he's probably praying at a shrine.
Yeah, because he's also got those beads.
Yeah,
he's
got the prayer beads.
He's praying at a shrine with his tinfoil bracelet.
And to be fair, this is not our Spider-Man, so that's not necessarily out of context here.
There's a lot of Japanese culture into this Spider-Man series, and you can obviously tell.
Yes.
We don't have shrines where we go. We have churches.
And our Spider-Man did not get Leo Pardon.
True.
I'm sure that would have helped a lot when, like, Venom came around and he was like, I'm only weak to fire and sound. You weak to that, bitch? Slap, motherfucker.
Just throw him into space.
Just get the fuck out of here.
Go back to space.
Go back to space.
Goopy bitch.
Carnage would come out and be like, I'm going to kill you, Spider-Man.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Snaps his fingers like, kill that.
No, Carnage wouldn't have even shown the fuck up, because the only reason why Carnage even showed up is because they captured Eddie Brock. Cletus Kasady was his fucking cellmate.
Yeah.
Some dude shows up and he's like, I will give you the power of Venom back. Hey. What? My name's Cletus. Can I have something too?
He was like,
sure,
I want
not?
The power. I deserve the power.
Yeah. So they gave him Carnage.
So we'll give you...
So if in episode one, Eddie Brock ends
well, he
up
was
becoming
insane.
Fucking...
True. The symbiote...
This will make you even more insane.
Like, they had to tone him down quite a bit to put him in the series. He was a serial killer.
Yes.
I've always liked Carnage. That's my thing. Like, if you look at the symbiotes, I've always liked Carnage more than Venom.
Next! Oh, shit!
Oh, here we go.
This
guy
stole my helmet.
Bitch stole my hat!
I'm thinking he's having a drug overdose. Like, maybe Spider-Man should help. Like,
dude, we can see you.
He's in the beginning phases of having his seizure. He's like, it's just about to happen,
or,
and Spider-Man's like,
or Spider-Man can't tell because of his slippers, and his foot's actually on his nuts. So it's like, get off my nuts!
Or he put the helmet on, and the guy was like, where'd he go?
Yeah, what the shit? I was here with Spider-Man a minute ago, dudes!
The helmet is so camouflaged!
I'm high as shit! Next, fucking opium.
Oh, come on.
Go, Webs! Go!
All right.
It looked like it blew up.
No, listen.
No.
Listen. Here's the only reason I'm going to defend what I am looking at right now. I am not kidding when I tell you that their costume and their effects look better than ours did. In the 70s, when we did a series for Spider-Man,
actually,
the costume hung off of him and looked like he was wearing a sweater. The mask didn't fit. And when he did webs, he would be like, he would point his hand out. Then the next scene, they would just throw a net on the guys.
The bottom picture, the little picture where he has the web all over the monster or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's threatening. It just looks like it's inconveniencing the freaking monster.
The monster's like, fuck, this is as bad
this
as that.
This is a silly string.
No, you know what that monster's like? Spider-Man comes out and he's like, ha! Tss! And webs them all up and he's like, damn it. This is as stupid as that S in the Superman movie. What's up with heroes doing... inconvenience attacks.
It's inconvenient. Oh my god, this not dude, the freaking S.
Now you're thinking about the S, aren't you? Best attack ever. That is the greatest Superman attack ever.
I may be reading the
now I gotta find
Superman.
Now I
what
gotta
if Rebirth
find an
does
image.
It? What if that Superman takes the S off his chest?
That would be awkward as fuck.
It won't do nothing. To like someone like Doomsday. And that won't even be inconvenient.
Well, it's already too late for him to do it on Doomsday. They already took care of Doomsday.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Next.
I'm behind.
Oh, shit.
Oh, give me that. That's my stick now.
Here's one of the bad guys.
That guy is, for one,
it also begs the question, was their Spider-Man stronger than ours?
I'm assuming.
I mean, he fought monsters and shit, but then again, I guess we can't... Man, it's really...
Well, as far as the American TV / miniseries, I think so.
If we're comparing TV, 100%. Because that Spider-Man fought, like, dudes, and I think he even, like, got bitched a couple of times.
But like I said, it was a TV / miniseries that those things happened in.
Yep.
So it wasn't a full series.
Don't dwarf fucking Spider-Man.
Oh, man. I posted that shit to fucking Facebook. That was amazing. No. Collage of Worfed.
Worfed.
Although I will give this enemy some form of a credit here. He does have a baseball bat with skulls on them.
And he is kind of spooky.
So, I mean, you know, technically...
he's a strong word.
Okay, he's not spooky, he's spoopy.
There we go, because bright blue and red doesn't scream.
But the skulls.
Well, technically yes and technically no when you stop to think that veins are blue and arteries are red. And
I understand.
Supposed to be
I understand.
Inside-out looking dude.
I understand.
Inside-out man. There you go.
I understand what the monster's trying to accomplish. He just failed at it.
You know, we've come a long way in all of this stuff with costumes and things like that. And I got to say, this costume probably would work today with recoloration.
Yeah.
Like, you know how in fact, they're doing it now with a lot of the Power Rangers, and also Spider-Man costumes. You can buy them where they're basically just like this, but the color is designed to accentuate muscles.
Yeah.
So it makes you look bigger, sleeker, and stronger than you actually are just by the colors.
Yeah.
This dude probably would look awesome with an overhaul like that. In fact, we've already seen what that would look like. So.
Oh, you mean the Disney-fied first season of...
No, I'm being serious. I see them at cosplays and cons and everything. They walk around. Their costumes are just like this, but the coloration is designed so that there's whites and blacks mixed into the costume to, like, create the artificial look of muscles and structure.
Oh,
just
that
like
part.
They did with the Power Rangers.
Like the Green Ranger and the...
Yes.
Yeah.
The bat and the sun thing.
100%. Yep. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The color of the costume is designed to accentuate your muscle patterns. If they did something like that for him, this costume, I'm not hating this. I'm really not. Next. Oh, fuck, you're in trouble.
Yeah, he's getting choked by
a
hairy
threatening.
Whip. A hairy whip? Seriously, look at it. Look at it. Look at the villain.
I take back what I said.
Hair.
Taking it back.
So I'd like to point out that a hairy whip is definitely more threatening than a stick of skulls. Hairy whip.
I take it back. I'm sorry. That other guy was super creepy.
Oh my god. I'm loving the hairy whip.
Hairy whip.
Actually, it almost looks more like the monster has tits, so that might be a chick.
Oh man.
Oh.
Hairy whip. I can't get enough.
Spider-Man just wants to die.
I can't get a hairy whip. Oh, my God.
That's Let me help. Next.
So awful. What oh, he's touching me. He's touching.
What the fuck is that?
It's Venus Japan, so it's a tentacle monster Venus flytrap.
It's touching.
Yeah, I take it back, man. The skeleton guy is super creepy. I'm sorry, they keep getting worse now.
I don't
you
know,
mean
man.
Weirder.
That too.
I'm not. I don't think I could. I don't think I could handle having to fight a walking Marlboro guy.
Dude, yeah, it's true.
Thank you for yeah, you're right.
Look at him.
It would open its mouth. There'd be a pink mist and. You would become a imp and a midget and dizzy and
have every status effect ever.
It's true.
Yeah.
Next.
This thing.
Okay. Oh shit!
Oh, he's getting gored.
Shit is getting real in the Spider-Man series.
Really fuck his shit up. He's trying to impale Spider-Man.
Look at that. That's pretty good arm definition and whatnot. It really is. The dude was in okay shape for what they were doing. He's probably a stuntman, to be fair, compared to the actual actor.
Yeah, the actual guy in the cast. Right.
But the suit actually does work. And this is... I'm sorry, I have to keep bringing it up. I don't know if you'll find an image of this dude or what, but we did it worse. Our costume was fucking awful. It looked like a sweatshirt with bad pants and a saggy mask.
Okay, that is worse than putting Nikes on Spider-Man.
Dude, our Spider-Man, when we first brought Spider-Man over here and we did a little series for him, our 70s series was awful.
Yeah.
It was a whole new degree of awful.
The only good thing about it was kind of the origin with him getting bit by a radioactive spider and being scared to jump up on a wall. That's the one good thing they did right.
Next. Oh, shit. Fucking Battletoad this, bitch.
What is up with the poses while you hurt people?
Look, if we've learned anything from Sentai...
Henshin makes you Vogue!
Henshin makes you Vogue!
Even when you're fighting.
I don't know if I could handle being a freaking ranger or something.
You wouldn't even notice it. After you Henshin, you just got a Vogue.
Yeah. It would probably be after the third time you would, change.
Actually, somebody mentions it. In the American series, there was actually a joke that finally came through where after one of the guys morphed, he does say something at the end of the episode. He's like, "Does it make you feel jittery?" And they're like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I don't know. I just noticed when I'm morphed, I move a lot." And then another guy in the American series finally asked a question one time. After they morphed, there was an explosion behind them. And they were like, "Do you guys notice that sometimes... things explode?"
Yeah.
And they were like...
He was the only person in the entire series to ever question, why is it when I morph, there's explosions?
Yeah, what is happening? He's the only guy to ever say something.
I think they actually explained it, too.
They said something about the mass increase of energy in one focal point splitting reality or some dog shit. Oh, basically,
so
let's bring Zordon in here for a minute.
So when they brought in...
that plot hole!
So when they brought in 20 Red Rangers...
Right. Yeah. There was that massive explosion.
Of red.
Of red, yeah, specifically. Next. Oh, shit!
Now he's waving him up!
Inconvenience!
Nets, bitch!
Considering the fact that that's like a fish man, the
net
is
two gauntlets?
Definitely hardcore.
Is that two gauntlets now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, like see?
It. Okay, because he's a fish man, it's threatening. But
yes.
Any other monster,
and insulting.
Yes. Any other monster, that's an inconvenience. They're just like, off me.
I don't know, you might be kind of pissed and stuck in a net, too. It doesn't look like there's any openings.
I don't...
You're just kind of in a net.
Well, he's kind of a...
And if it's spiderweb, it's a sticky-ass net, so it's even more
and
of a pain in the
actually...
ass. And as you struggle against the net, you would, get stuck in it.
Because of the way it looks inconvenient. But if you actually break it down, if it's supposed to be as strong as the... cables that hold up the Golden Gate Bridge, then he's not getting out.
Technically speaking, the web
tensile
that Spider-Man throws is supposed to be like the tensile strength would be comparable to the same wire that holds up the Golden Gate Bridge.
So he can he could just hold up a bridge if needed.
And yet you see enemies that I've seen people guys that get it on their clothes and they tear it off. I'm like, no.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Oh, Raimi's movie, the first Spider-Man, when he webs Norman and he just rips through it, you can hear the wire snapping. I'm like, so if you wanted to, you could just fly to California
and
tear down
the
Golden
bridge.
Gate Bridge.
Yes. Yeah. That's how powerful Goblin is in that universe for
now
reasons.
Magneto can move it. That's because he's broke.
Yeah, but if he got hit with spider web, he can't do shit about that.
Yeah, he's just
webbed. No, very true. Very true.
And I will say that they've gotten better about it in the books today. In fact, most recently, you just read this one. He webs two guys to the ground. And it wasn't even big web. It was just one quick shot, and they got hit and fell on the ground. And he goes down there.
He does it in the Civil War, too.
And the kid is like, hey, I was just chasing this dude that stole the purse. Let me out. And he's like, I can't. Without literally ripping up the sidewalk, I can't release you from these webs. They'll dissolve in about an hour. Just going to have to lay here and wait.
This kind of came up on the Civil War, too, when Spidey webbed Bucky, up Falcon and...
Bucky.
Right. There's nothing that they could actually... unless they can literally tear through iron wire, they could not escape Spider-Man's web.
They webbed them...
But then, like I said, guys will, like, pull it off of their leather jacket, and it doesn't stick to their hands or anything.
To be fair, I assume that's what Falcon did, because, as you know, he goes after Stark and them.
And he should have been stuck to the floor for at least an hour.
I promise you that was not an hour.
It was not an hour.
Unless that bird thing came in and tried to cut through it.
Maybe?
It's possible.
But then he should have had residue on him. I mean... That web, it's supposed to be like a web.
That's just something then that you need to send to Babylon for.
That's just
shit
that it's
should
just,
not be.
It's just comic book shit. It's never accurate. It's never right.
Stop.
I don't know.
Right. Don't view that plot hole.
Best Spider-Man we've had in a movie.
Yes.
And he was only in the movie for.
And they got his strength right for the first time that I've ever seen. He's supposed to be able to handle 50 times his own body weight.
I did enjoy when Bucky tried to punch him
and he just catches it without trying.
Dude, a metal arm, that's so cool. And you know Bucky's like, usually people don't stop.
He's able to fight Captain America, so if you really think about the amount of strength, because he was not throwing a small punch.
And the thing that
he threw a fucking haymaker.
To be fair.
And what was trying to keep up, too.
And he held up a jetway, like the loading ramp.
If it wasn't for the fact that Captain America has oodles more experience.
And that's literally the... But what beats Spider-Man
is
Spider-Man.
Yeah, his own arrogance.
He's a kid. He doesn't know... how to fight, how to be a hero. He was a little shrimpy kid from Queens that never won a fight in his life that was all of a sudden the strongest thing that you can imagine. Yeah. Like, he would honestly be dangerous in a real-world setting.
Well,
50 times your own body weight overnight.
Well,
and the Andrew Garfield movie did it best when he woke up the next day and he was breaking everything and he didn't know why or how.
Yeah, because he stuck to the rail in the train.
And he just ripped it off without even... He didn't even notice he'd done it.
Right.
Because it's so effortlessly...
Well, no.
I mean, really think about that. How heavy do you think he is?
How much do you think Spider-Man weighs?
Buck 40. Just give him that.
Yeah.
He's buff as shit. Buck 40. Take that times 50... That's what he bench presses effortlessly.
Well, it made sense when Stark even watched him stop a car going at 40 miles an hour.
And that's not even getting into the fact that humans have the adrenaline factor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm just referencing that a spider would pick that up. And he's supposed to have that strength. That's 50 times his body weight. He'd just pick it up and carry it.
And even in the original comics, like the very first one, where it showed him like lifting the weights and stuff.
Right. He's stronger than a motherfucker, but I have to wonder, is theirs stronger than ours was? Because he's fighting like, I guess we fight Rhino and shit, but how strong really is Rhino?
To be fair, though, isn't Rhino just is he mutated, or is that just a suit he wears?
Man, I guess that depends.
When it comes down to Rhino...
He's a robot in movies.
In most cases, he's in an outfit.
In the Ultimate Universe, he's a robot.
Yes.
In the 616, I think he's just a...
Yeah, he's really just a dude in a suit.
Is he a dude in a suit? You think he's not
I'm
genetically modified?
Yes, I'm fairly
certain he is. Well, I don't know. I mean, I would have to say he has
I mean, if you
somewhat
okay,
modified.
Look, if you want to look at somebody... If you want to look at somebody he fights who's full genetically modified, there's two people you can look at. First is Scorpion.
That's who I was gonna
say. Second is Lizard.
Yeah.
Those would be, like, hands down the two.
Lizard is...
And honestly,
that would become
the
closest
to this. I think
right.
proof that he could smash the Lizard without trying is in the new Spider-Gwen. Parker became the Lizard, and she punched him to death. Literally. Killed Parker. Punched him till he died. But why doesn't Spider-Man just punch through the Lizard? It's Dr. Connors, and he knows that.
Do you think he knows that he can do that?
I think that if Spider-Man really wants to, and proof, the alternate universe, Gwen Stacy, and by the way, if we're talking 50 times weight, Gwen Stacy is weaker.
Yeah.
And she punched the lizard to death.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and she did not take all that much damage. So Spider-Man would rip through the lizard wasn't even standing.
Plus, at the same time, considering the fact that Parker has, you know, almost like a Batman complex, he's afeard of death because Uncle Ben died.
Yeah, he won't kill people.
It literally takes him until, like...
He's got the Superman complex.
Yeah.
He holds back his strength to not hurt somebody, but he probably could rip through them without them even having a chance. Can you imagine? He has to punch a normal guy, Shane.
I can imagine that could be tough.
When you bring this up, even though we don't want to reference Spider-Man 3, but look at the anger he had at Sandman.
Yeah, he tore through Sandman like he wasn't even standing there.
Yeah.
That one, he wanted to kill Sandman.
As soon as that inhibition, that little thing inside that says, hey, you might kill that motherfucker. Once that was gone, Sandman could not compete.
Yep. The only thing that saved Sandman is he's fucking Sandman.
Yeah.
He's made of sand, yeah.
If he'd
right.
punched a dude like that...
He probably would have... His chest would have been over there.
You kind of get to see the effect of what that would really be like in The Fly. The remake of The Fly in the 80s. Was it the 80s, right?
One, yeah,
the Jeff Goldblum movie.
Yeah.
When he arm wrestles that dude and he rips the dude's arm in half.
Yeah.
That's 10 times. Ten times. Spider-Man has 50 times strength.
He would
end you
right,
on axe.
Right.
He could stiff arm push you in the chest and you would die.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would probably blow your rib cage out the back of your skin.
Yeah.
Next. Kick.
Bug robot.
This Spider-Man also seems trained in martial arts. So,
that can make him even more dangerous.
If you think about a normal martial artist, literally a guy that's just a dude that weighs, like, say, 140-something, and he can kick with the force of a 35-mile-an-hour car accident, now give him 50 times proportional strength. Let him kick you.
You're launching that dude.
Yeah.
Right. So their
it's
guy,
like a Dragon Ball Z launching.
Their Spider-Man might actually walk all over ours.
Most likely. Look at that. He's fighting a lobster.
Well, it also depends on if where we're taking place with our Spider-Man. Again, if he's trained with Captain America... And
this is
Iron
true.
Fist and Elektra.
He's fast enough. He's fast enough after training during the Avengers saga when he trained with Captain America. He was fast enough that he actually caught two bullets that were shot at him.
Yeah,
caught them. So yeah,
damn.
He's a very broke character.
Next.
Oh, he's pulling out a gun.
Yeah, what is that?
When he ran.
Something Spider-Man should not be doing.
When you run out of webs, shoot the motherfucker.
Man.
You got fucking Scarface.
Seth,
fucking...
That's got to be
everything.
That has to be a gas gun. It has to be some sort of laboratory thing.
Gun, yes.
No,
I've seen this. The side of
he's
it.
He fucking shot an Uzi or some shit?
Yeah.
Fucking what?
He was getting shot at, and he fires
dude,
back.
He's scar-faced all over this right now, dude. He's just fucking mowing everybody down.
Well, holy shit.
This Spider-Man gives no fucks.
This guy might rip right through our Spider-Man.
Tell me something. Well, dude, when you fight monsters on a daily basis, man, you kind of just don't give a fuck anymore.
And I do remember that scene where he actually... Leo Pardon wasn't there yet, so he fought the giant monster. He, like, shot the web up to his arm and yanked his arm, and the dude was like, fuck off of me, and threw Spider-Man into that mountain. You remember I showed you that?
Yeah, you did.
He just got up like, oh, fuck, I fell into a mountain.
That was an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I have a better fight for this one, then. We put this Spider-Man up against Daredevil.
What? Fuck, what? Would, Daredevil?
Daredevil, like, Daredevil will die.
Jeez,
no.
Man.
If Daredevil can fight the entire hand army on his own, he might be able to handle this Spider-Man. Because ours will not if he's shooting back.
Well, this Spider-Man is fighting an army anyway, so...
Next.
And here's some of the members of the army.
Okay, when you had to zoom it in, I thought those were putties.
Yeah, no. I was kind of confused by that for a second. I was like, oh, there's the crossover.
Do they have swords?
Yeah, they have swords, I got to say.
On this one, they're holding swords.
You guys better go get some guns, because...
He does not look impressed. Now, it's hard to see his facial reaction because he's wearing a mask, but you know that's what he's doing.
Look at him. I'm telling you, their Spider-Man's kind of buff.
He already knocked down the middle guy there, so.
Like, dude,
again, their Spider-Man gives no fucks.
He really doesn't.
You best come back with a nuke to fight this
Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
Torture rack! Is that the fucking thing?
Actually, when I first saw this image, I'm like, is that Ben Grimm in
Japanese
Japan?
Thing, or is it just
so
a monster?
Don't know. I think it's just a monster, but remind me so much of Ben Grimm's The Thing.
No joke.
He's about to do John Cena's...
Yeah, the F.U.
I thought he changed
No, it's the attitude adjustment because it's for kids now, so it can't be the F.U.
Oh, bullshit! He told a kid that his favorite food is pussy.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't see that?
No, I saw it.
That kid was like, what's your favorite food? And I could tell that it was like literally a little kid, and he was like, well, if she stands up, I could show you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wonder why they changed the name of his finishing move. Like, what was wrong with F.U.? And then, like,
G.I. Wonder.
Adjustment. I'm like, really? Why'd you change it all of a sudden?
PG. Oh, don't worry.
PG. PG. PG.
Yeah, the PG era. Don't worry, his one of his other finishers was the STFU.
Now it's just STF.
Yep. Because children.
I don't really care anyway, but I'm sure that kind of drives the nail for these two.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, shit!
Oh, he's jumping into the Spider-Mobile.
Fuck yes!
At least it's not the spider buggy.
In Japan, Spider-Man had a helicopter, a giant robot, a car, a motorcycle, I think a boat.
If you notice something...
Hold on. For the question asked from Shane's girlfriend, why does he have a spider car? He's in Japan. Unless he's in downtown Tokyo, there's not a lot of buildings for him to be swinging from.
And that is actually what I was about to say.
And most fucking... most of these Sentai shows take place out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
He's kind of
so
also
that way the
responsible.
Monsters don't kill people.
A lot of people that you talk to will tell you that Spider-Man is interestingly responsible for kind of creating this whole thing down there. Like, it did exist before him, I believe. Like, I think the writer was out.
I'm pretty sure, because the writer started in, like, what, 70?
But I want to say...
The crossover happened when we had the third writer.
Yeah, because it was, like, before, because he crosses over with the second writer.
Third.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's
third.
The third, but
he's
the second
third,
show.
But it was the
second
series.
Second show, but the third writer.
Oh, and I did figure out Adapt-A-Hand Man was killed. Yeah.
But I need the Adapt-A-Hand, damn it!
Apparently his hand did not adapt to that.
Wait.
He dies in that series. Somebody in the comments told me.
Then how does he come back?
I don't know, but somebody in the comments told me that he gets killed.
Because some of those other images we saw was like further series where he came back. So.
Yeah, but then again, there's also the... Like, the Green Ranger died, and somehow he shows up in the... The Legendary War.
Let's see. The original release of the Japanese Spider-Man show was in May of 78.
And it went from 78 to 79.
41 episodes plus a movie. Hey, Bill, we just found all of Masked Rider so we could do the series review, and it's 40 fucking episodes. Is 41 plus a movie. I bet you this is more fucking enjoyable than the Masked Rider skipping around through episode fucking one.
I'm sorry if I'm already giving it away, but we're not talking... Just let's put this out there. We're not talking about Masked Rider.
Saban's Masked Rider. Yes, you're right. I did.
The American adaptation... is what we're talking about. We are going to be reviewing it.
At some point.
And our first little look at this series is not promising.
I told Bill that he should look at the concept pilot first, which made a whole lot more sense than the first episode.
Let's see. If we go with V3... Yeah, V3 was in February of 73. So what did I say for Spider-Man? March of...
78.
No, 78?
I thought you said 78, 79.
Yeah, it's 78, 79.
So. Okay, so yeah, then it definitely took him a while then. What the
but
shit?
But he's credited, a lot of people credit this Spider-Man for kind of creating the Super Sentai. He fought monsters, he would do the kind of like the change, and He had a lot of vehicles and a giant robot.
For the Super Sentai, yes. For the changing Henshin, Kamen Rider probably.
Right, that's more responsible for what kind of influenced how Spider-Man would change in their series rather than carrying a web backpack like in ours.
Yeah.
Next. Nope, what the...
Another angle, but now, of him being in the car. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's so bizarre.
It really is,
because now, it's not exact, but I'm telling you, he has a car. In the new stuff right now, it's like this weird Spider-Mobile thing.
Look like that?
No. It's kind of like a weird car that transforms into a bike that transforms into a four-wheeler thing.
This looks like it could
go up the sides of buildings.
He stole the Batmobile.
Kind of.
This looks like it could fit maybe two people in this car. Maybe.
Oh, it looks pretty tight. I don't know, man. Looks like he's climbing in.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no, okay. From this angle.
So, yeah, it's a Batmobile.
Where the fuck
a Spider-Mobile.
If Batman hung out with Robin, who does Spider-Man hang out with? Because he needs somebody to ride in the passenger seat.
I this is going to sound wrong in so many ways, but he is talking about protecting children.
Who are you
Spider-Man
suggesting?
Does not have a white fucking panel van with free candy spray painted on the side of it.
Be my sidekick?
No.
Next. Oh, shit.
Although, technically, considering the fact that he did team up with one of the writers, I mean, maybe one of the writers could hang out with him, but...
But, yeah, in the upper
left... Oh, yeah,
left,
I forgot the car can fly.
Upper left has some of the info and inside
easy
of the car.
Engine.
Yep. The car flies.
Yep.
And he does have something like that in the books right now. This is bizarre that we kind of...
Went backwards?
We kind of went over there and helped them do this.
And now we're running out of ideas, so,
we went back to what we started for them, kind of. Which I'm not taking away credit for. I'm sure a lot of these ideas were theirs as well, but it's just interesting how we kind of changed our guy to be more like this now. Mm-hmm. Next. Oh,
yep,
shit!
There's the Kamen Rider V3.
Wonder how they got that.
Probably just him jumping off of it.
Jump and he'll take a picture?
Man, think that hurt his feet?
Eh.
He's pretty up there.
If it's a stunt guy, maybe not.
Because he's the size of a person.
Yeah, it's a possibility that's actually wire shit.
And this is kind of before all the free-running stuff with the here's how you land. And I mean, I'm sure that existed for a long time before it was discovered, but random guy. And he's wearing his little socks, so I'm pretty sure he lands pretty hard.
Wabaki.
Wabaki?
I apologize. Next. Oh, shit.
And here's them with the webbing that we saw in the V3 Kamen Rider.
Bill.
But again, that still makes no sense because V3 was like fucking 5 years before this.
V3 could have just appeared in this for...
That's kind of true.
It could have been that they were going to do a crossover episode, and that was the costume they had sitting in storage.
Yeah,
it could have been no bigger than that.
Yeah.
I mean, weird decisions like that are made all the time.
Yeah.
He has a hold of the net, and he's like,
I'm helping. You know that's going to stick to your hand, right? What? Damn it!
Just give it an hour. It'll be okay.
Look at his other arm. He's just like, yeah, we got him.
Next.
Yep. More team up pictures. Yep.
Next.
Awkward handshake.
And we're back.
We're done.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Holy shit.
So.
Now, Shane. This is now. Keep in mind. You're gonna rate this guy's costume now.
Okay, yeah, this is a costume review.
Okay, because when I saw the Leo Pardon, I'm sitting like, we already did this. Why are we doing?
Yeah,
this again?
You were thinking for
I'm
a
like,
second.
Did I miss something?
Nope.
Did the episode not?
It occurred to me. Me and Scott were talking about it. We were like, we reviewed Leo Pardon and never talked about Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if he fits in this universe now, which obviously we chose his robot, so we should, technically speaking, he should have been the first costume review.
Okay.
But yeah. he wasn't.
It's a costume. Okay. So I'll ignore all the fucking stupid net webs and stuff like that.
No, technically.
No, because that counts as a weapon.
Because we've talked about weapons and included that into our. Yep. Like, fucking bucket hands are dumb.
Yeah.
The only thing that you are allowed
to ignore would be Spider Car, okay. because vehicles don't count, and Leo Pardon.
Yeah,
because
that goes into the robot reviews.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
We're not talking about his helicopter or anything like that.
I will rate him. Okay. I don't like his web nets. I'm not going to lie to you. I do not care for that.
Oh, so that means you really hate the one before this, the American one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Most likely.
Dude, I've got it. After this, we're going to find pictures so he can see what I'm talking about, because it is straight up awful.
It's easy to find the pictures.
I already told you that the bracelet I just didn't care for.
Right.
For me, I thought it looked really tacky.
Okay.
But other than that, the rest of the costume looked just fine. You know, with the slippers and...
Wabaki. I enjoyed it myself.
With his wabakis.
At least he caught on, unlike the 12 times you've had to tell Nick the Shadow Clone Jutsu. And never once did he was like, Shane, say it again. Yeah, that thing.
I'm going to give this a 3. It's not awesome, but it's better than Nike wearing Spider-Man.
Oh, why you gotta bring that shit up?
Because he wore Nikes.
He fucking did. He wore Nikes.
And this was 2012.
Right, which is exactly... That's kind of what I was trying to reference about how the suits are strange.
When I first seen Amazing Spider-Man suit, I'm like, okay. And then I saw the bottom of his feet, and I'm like, those look like tennis shoes.
They were tennis shoes.
Yeah. That's so stupid. But then the second Amazing Spider-Man, they're like...
They did a lot
better.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now the new Spider-Man is like... Right on.
The second Amazing Spider-Man, the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man, and the newest are the three best costumes we've ever got.
Right. Yeah. Except for the fact that Raimi's second and third year, they didn't change.
They are actually different.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
The second stayed...
No, the second's colors were changed.
Yeah.
Were they darker or lighter?
They were darker.
Darker?
They were made a little bit darker, and the webs were changed ever so slightly.
And nobody cares about Spider-Man.
The only reason I really know that is because I've watched them so many times, and I watch all the special features, and they were talking about how they basically repainted the costumes.
Okay,
and everything.
I honestly didn't notice it, but I'll have to pay attention next time.
And the third one was black.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, we try not to talk about Spider-Man 3.
That's forbidden. It's illegal to talk about
except
that.
When we
Genesis?
Have...
Oh, fuck.
I'm giving it a 3, so it's average.
All right.
Looking at you, Scotty.
Well, the only... Damn.
This is really tough for him.
Yeah, it really is because of how much of a Spider-Man fan I am was
becoming again.
Yeah, I mean...
Cross your fingers, man. It's feeling like Spider-Man again.
Oh, I know. I mean, because of the whole arc thing that they're pulling off, mm-hmm. and they're saying that they're trying to make up for the horrible clone saga.
They got a lot of work to do.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, I remember the American Spider-Man costume in that miniseries.
I grew up with it, man. I even had a crappy black and white TV, so I didn't even get to see the colors until later.
And this did remind me a lot of that, and some of it I didn't have an issue with then.
Yeah.
Now,
looking back on it when you're not a
kid. The American one I had issues with.
And you're like, holy shit.
With this one, the only issues I have is... The eyes on the mask. Because it's obviously looking Japanese. with him looking thin. But...
He's doing his best not to sound racist.
I know!
Wasn't the original Spider-Man? Didn't he... Weren't his eyes thin?
No.
They were like dollar.
Like, dollar coin size.
I know later on when, like, Bendez was taking over the book, his eyes started moving.
Yeah, in the comics themselves, they kind of changed
off and
on.
And to be fair, Spectacular Spider-Man had tiny little white slits and giant black...
Yeah.
...fucking...
Mascara?
No. It's hard to explain. In later on when Spectacular showed up, they gave him these big, giant black areas, and they would like the white was like a tiny little slit.
The
of white.
The white kind of is how the eyes reacted. But with the way this costume is and his bracelet that usually called down Leopard in and shot the webs stuff.
Stuff.
But I'm giving it a 4.
I'm sitting at about a 3.
That was...
I mean, it's not good, but it's not bad.
It's average.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's average.
Better,
considering what they
worse.
Had at that time.
Well, yeah, considering what we had, but at the same time, you know, we have seen worse and we have seen better. So, I mean, it's definitely middle of the road when it comes to costumes.
I agree. What about you, Bill?
Yeah, I'm probably at like a 3.5.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
So I'm not...
It got a good score.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is sitting at a 3.38.
Not bad.
That's not awful, to be fair. It's better than your average.
It's a little better
than
your average, yeah.
And let's be honest, this Spider-Man...
The costume had
just,
its
just
normal
in case you
look,
want to compare
so.
This, in case you want to compare this, was he the first live-action costume... On screen.
No, because I think the American one before this was.
And he's going to the internet.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. Okay, because I thought our series hit right before theirs or right after theirs?
The Japanese one took place a year or so after the American one.
Okay, so we beat him to the screen and we fucked that costume up something fierce. Okay, so here's this. Just for the end of the video, I don't really want to add a bunch of extra editing to you, but I'd be interested if, for the last thing here, if you could put the first Spider-Man costume...
The American one.
And just for reference, to show how far costumes have really come, show us the first Superman and first Batman.
Like the very first?
Like the serials.
Like the black and white.
Yes. Show us how epically terrible those costumes were.
It looks like from the early shit...
Just one picture.
Yeah.
77, they're quoting, as the very first Spider-Man
then that
on film.
That was ours.
The American, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
It barely
it
beat
like,
out the
it's
Japanese.
Like a CBS thing.
I think we're done here. Later on. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.